Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Zabavli Daf Chavov, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph, at the second Mishnah, B'chor Shenofal. B'chor Shenofal Labo, Rav Yehuda Omer, Yered HaMumcha, V'yire, Im Yesh Bo Mum, Yalav Yeshchit, V'im Lav, Lo Yeshchit. If a firstborn animal fell into a pit, Rav Yehuda says that an expert should go down into the pit and see. If the animal received a permanent blemish that will allow it to be slaughtered, he can bring the animal out and slaughter it. If not, he should not slaughter it. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol she'ein mumay nika me'erev Yom Tov ein zeh min hamochan. Rav Shimon says, if the blemish was not visible before Yom Tov, it is not prepared for Yom Tov use, and he may not slaughter it. The Gemara says, Mechal she'should say to Rav Yehuda, the Tanin and Taman Rav Yehuda Omer, im loy haisa nevela me'erev Shabbos, Asura lefi she'ein min hamochan, v'achu ha'mahochin. The Gemara asks the question, the opinion of Rav Yehuda has been switched. The Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos teaches that if an animal died on Shabbos, it's prohibited to move as it was not prepared for Shabbos use. However, in the Mishnah here, Rav Yehuda is not concerned with preparing it before. Rav Yehuda, kedahatei, Rav Yehuda omar, eina mumcha tayua. The Gemara answers that Rav Yehuda follows his reasoning, that an expert is not needed to permit it, so the animal was already prepared before Yom Tov when the owner saw the blemish. Rav Yechuna, b'shem Rav Abba, Rav Yehudahi, Rav Yehuda, avad, re'ies b'chor, k're'ies trefa, k'mar dat amar taman, ro'ines ha'trefa b'yom tov, u'dekavasa ro'ines ha'b'chor b'yom tov. Rav Yechuna, quoting Rav Abba, says that yes, Rav Yehuda certainly follows his reasoning. Rav Yehuda considers viewing a firstborn with a blemish like viewing a trefa, just as one is allowed to view a trefa on Yom Tov in order to render a ruling if the animal is fit to eat, so one is allowed to view a firstborn on Yom Tov. Rav Yehuda, boy, demai medivayhem re'ies trefa medivayhem, k'mar dat amar ro'ines ha'trefa b'yom tov, u'dekavasa mafrishin es ha'demai b'yom tov. Rav Yehuda asked the question, the decree of demai is rabbinic, and so is viewing a trefa. So just as one may view a trefa on Yom Tov, so one may tithe demai on Yom Tov. Demai is produce bought from an ignoramus, and it's unknown if he separated the required tithes. The rabbis decree that one who buys demai must tithe the produce before consumption. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Kol shemumay nika me'erev Yom Tov, v'lo hetiru ha'imumcha el b'yom tov, ein zeh min hamochan. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, says that if an animal's blemish was recognizable before Yom Tov, but the expert only permitted it on Yom Tov, it's not considered prepared for Yom Tov use. V'ha tani egel b'chor shenole ben ha'trefa b'yom tov mutter. The Gemara asked from a Baisa says a firstborn calf was born that was born from a trefa on Yom Tov is permitted even though it had not been prepared on account of its mother before Yom Tov. Rav Chista answers that the case is when the expert looked at it before Yom Tov. Asa uvda kame Rav Imi v'savah meima Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon halacha k'Rav Yehuda. A similar case came before Rav Imi, and he thought that one could say that when there's a dispute between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, halacha always follows Rav Yehuda, so we could be lenient and eat the bechor that received a blemish on Yom Tov. I see Rav Hoshea Masnitha Debar Kapora Medirayma V'tana V'chacham Raimim Kol Shemumay Nika Me'erev Yom Tov V'leitiru Mumcha Elav Yom Tov Ein Zemin Amochan V'kibla V'chazabe. But Rav Hoshea had a baisa of Bar Kapora from the south that says that the Chacham say, any animal whose blemish was recognizable before Yom Tov and an expert only came on Yom Tov, it's not considered prepared. Rabbi Imi accepted the spicer and retracted his ruling. Oisav es benoi shenoflu labo, Rabbi Lezer oimer, Yaale es harishrein amenas lishchoit vishchoit, v'asheni oisin leparnosu b'mekoimai shlo yomos. If two animals, a mother and a child, fell into a pit, Rabbi Lezer says that one should take out one animal intending to slaughter it, and then slaughter it, and as for the other one, one should supply it with food, wherever it is in the pit to prevent it from dying. But be sure he met Yarn Sarishan Amanas Lishhoit Lay Shait, but Yarn Vyala Sashani Afishul Khishav Lishhoit Echad Mehen Mutter. Rishur says that he should take out the first one with intent to slaughter it but not slaughter, then deceptively take out the second one as if he intends to slaughter the second, and even though he only intends to slaughter one of them, it's still permitted. Rabun Bachia boy, Machal Fashid said to Leza, Tamanu Amar Mutter Larim, Hachu Amar Asalarim. Rabun Bachia asks that the opinion of Rabbi Lezer has switched, because there in the mitzvah of separating challah on Yom Tov, he says it's permitted to act deceptively, but here he says it's prohibited. Taman Meshem Balyor Belimatze V'hocha Ma Islach. The Gemara answers that in that case, there's a prohibition of Balyor Belimatze, means of owning chometz, so Chazal were lenient. Here, that's not the case. מחר פשוט סייד ובישוע, תמנו אמר עשה להרים, והחור אמר מוטו להרים. The Gemara asks, now the opinion of Yeshua has switched. There in Chala he said that one may not act deceptively, but here he permitted it. Amar b'idi kan shvus v'kan chayev chatas. The first answer is from b'idi that here involves a rabbinic prohibition of moving an animal, so it's not permitted. There in Chala involves a Torah prohibition of eating dough without separating Chala, so it's permitted to avoid the prohibition. Amar b'yose b'rabun hacha kadelia lechus al nichseihem shal yisol. And a second answer is from Yosef Berubun. Here it's permitted in order to save the property of Jews, means the other animal in the pit. There's no such reason. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yeshia, Chad Ka'adein, Chad Ka'adein. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yeshia, one of them followed the first answer that we said, and one of them followed the second answer.